Yorkton, it's almost Valentine's Day. What would you say is the most romantic flower? Some would say the beautiful rose, some would say whatever flower is given by someone we love, but it's interesting to look up which flowers are listed as the most romantic flowers, and why. Since it's probably the romantic flower that comes to mind first, let's talk about the rose. A red rose says, passionate love, in the language of flowers, but roses come as many colors, and each one has a different meaning. Elegant white roses mean loyalty and purity. A bouquet or yellow roses means joy and friendship. Likewise with orange roses, meaning happiness, and suitable for anyone, whether it's romantic or not. Soft pink roses would be a beautiful bouquet for a female friend or relative, but if you choose a deeper pink, that might send a more playful message. If you looked across a crowded room and your eyes met your special someone and you just knew, then mauve roses are for you, meaning love at first sight. Orchids are the flower that means love, luxury and strength. Many people are frightened at the idea of buying orchids, but there is no need to be. A stem of orchids is long-lasting, and what an elegant flower to give to someone. If you are receiving an orchid plant, though they look so very fragile, the orchids will bloom for a long time, and with easy care, they will re-bloom. If you are able to find irises, they are a flower that makes us all think of spring, but also carried the message of faith, and long-lasting devotion. If you want a flower that says, I'm here for keeps, baby, the iris is the flower to do it. Mums are a long-lasting, durable flower that say optimism and joy. Combined with carnations that send a message of admiration, your special someone would have not only a bouquet that will keep well and look lovely, but one that sends a very special message. These lovely reliable flowers have been around for a long time, and there's a reason for that. They look beautiful, they last well, and they come in so many stunning colors. Alstroemeria are flowers that some might consider fillers in a bouquet, but they are more than that. They offer a message of devotion and a strong connection with your loved one, but they also are a flower that says endurance, so if you want to send a message of hope to someone who is facing a challenge, Alstroemeria will say that for you. Whether you're getting flowers for a romantic love, for a family member, or for dear friends, rest assured that any flowers you give from the heart will be appreciated and treasured, regardless of the language of flowers. Happy Sweetheart Day, Keith. Valentine's Day has always been a special day in our house because it was my darling mom's birthday. Being the wonderful gardener that she was, she loved all flowers, and delighted in enjoying her birthday bouquets. When the original would start to fade, she would pull out the spent flowers and rearrange what was left, and continue doing that so that she could enjoy every last blossom. How I wish she was here, I miss her every day. Happy birthday, Mom. The Yorkton and District Hort Society will be holding their first meeting of 2023 on March 15 at the Yorkton Public Library. Our special guest will be Dana from Meehan Flowers, and she'll be telling us about growing specialty-cut flowers, perfect for any occasion. Won't that be a lovely topic after a cold winter? Come out, everyone is welcome. Thank you to our friends at YTW for their fine work, no matter what the weather. Find out what's new with the Hort Society at www.yorktonhort.ca. Have a great week.